Hi, my name is Scott Anderson, and you've reached my podcast. So, last week I was talking a little bit about the book I just finished called Danny and the Corporate Ladder. I've been working on it, most of 2021. I guess I ended my book hiatus. I hadn't written a book for almost 4 years. The last book I wrote before that was technical in nature. Most of the books I've written have been technical. I have written a couple novels. My first novel that was published by Bibliotheque Books was There Are Days You Just Want to Go Home. It was the story of a year in the life of a school teacher. And honestly, sometimes people don't realize there are days that teachers just want to go home too. Teachers sometimes hope for snow days, not because they love snow, but because sometimes it's a hard job. Anyway, in the book, Danny and the Corporate Ladder, one of the conundrums, the wrestling points, the things that I've considered and have spent some time in the book writing the narrative about is the concept of training snapping turtles, in particular training snapping turtles to fly, building a harness so that they're capable of flying, but also helping them, teaching them to fly on command. I guess, you know, you wouldn't want snapping turtles flying around if they couldn't be controlled and commanded. That would kind of be scary. In fact, if you think about it, a swooping snapping turtle flying down and snatching the hat off your head might cause a little consternation. Although you could collect a lot of really good baseball caps if you could teach them to fly over baseball stadiums. I mean, obviously, it would need to be a team that you liked the cap of. For me, it would probably have to be Cubs hats. I wonder if you could train a turtle to fly over people's heads and snatch Cubs hats only and ignore the other ones, particularly ignore Cardinals hats. Or maybe since it's a flying turtle and in the air, you know, you could do what birds do and, you know, leave behind a calling card on those Cardinal hats. That, to me, might actually be the greatest gift this idea has, the concept of, you know, what can we do to Cardinals hats? And how many Cubs hats could we collect? But anyway, the concept of training and evaluating and getting snapping turtles to fly is one that I've thought about for quite a bit. And in the book, we talk a little bit about the concept of training snapping turtles and why it's not as easy as you would think. Well, first of all, they're tanks. They don't necessarily respond or react to the world around them the same way that other people would, that you would expect another creature would. They're just kind of driven by what they're driven by. Some alligator snapping turtles can weigh as much as 100 pounds or more. I remember many years ago, my father and I were out wandering around our neighborhood, pretty far away from our neighborhood, a couple miles, I suspect. And we encountered in the bend of the creek we were following an alligator snapping turtle. And my dad taught me a very valuable biology lesson about alligator snapping turtles, which is be very careful. He stuck a stick out, and the turtle reached out, grabbed the stick, and snapped the stick in two. And my father reminded me that in many cases, the stick that he was holding was probably thicker than my arm, and therefore the risk to me as a person would be greater than the risk to a stick, simply because if the turtle snapped down, it would break my arm, and I would have no way to get that out of the turtle's mouth. And if the turtle chose to latch on, then I would literally have to kill the turtle to get my arm out, and then, you know, obviously walk slowly up the creek bed to the nearest road and try to find somebody to take me to a doctor. So, you know, the alligator snapping turtles are scary. They're big. They're kind of terrifying. And it's kind of one of the vignettes within the book, Danny and the Corporate Ladder, is the concept of training snapping turtles. My name's Scott Anderson. You've reached my podcast. Thank you for listening.